Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning I want to talk about mindfulness. It's all the rage. I think it's kind of a backlash to multitasking. I don't know about you, but there for a long time we were being taught how to multitask so we could get more done with the time that we had. Well, in mindfulness, that's not the goal. Although it doesn't need to take a lot of time out of your life, it is more like paying attention and being single-minded. The definition of mindfulness is the psychological process of purposely bringing to experiences occurring in the present moment without judgment. And without judgment seems to be one of the important points. A simpler definition is mindfulness means being present in the moment with your thoughts and feelings, and again, without making judgments. Kind of just letting your mind flow, and you're going to say, well, that's a lot of waste of time. But a lot of research shows that mindfulness reduces stress. We need some help with that right now. It improves the immune function, and it even fights obesity and a lot of other things. So perhaps we should be thinking more. It does not go together. Thinking more about mindfulness. And I'm laughing to myself and reminding myself when we were doing the multitasking, that joke about us older people, when we bend over to tie our shoes, we try to figure out what else we could do while we're down there. Well, that is multitasking. If you're being mindful, it probably means taking a look at what's there. You know, what color is the gravel? What color is the carpet? How does it feel? Just paying attention to what's going on. So, how do you do that? Well, the first thing that a lot of people say, well, that means meditation, and that scares the heck out of some people. Again, thinking that it's a waste of time rather than a way to accomplish something. And as I was looking at the information about mindfulness, I found a list of 15 ways to practice mindfulness. And they're called games more than anything else. So they're pretty easy to do. And again, they don't need to take a lot of time. It might be 5 minutes out of your day. It might be 10 minutes. You kind of choose how much time. But it's just paying attention. So the first one is called the name game. And first you look around and you name three things you can hear. And then two things you can see. And finally, one sensation that you feel. You can see how that might be different than the way we usually are running around getting all of our activities done. A second one is intention-setting exercises. Well, probably a lot of us have called those goal settings, and it has some similarities. But in this intention-setting exercise, before you start anything during the day, and if you're not a morning person, you can set that time in afternoon or evening, but it might be at the beginning of the day, just setting a little time to set intentions of what's going to be happening during the day, not going to all of the details, but just saying, okay, what's my intention for the day? Maybe it's just being thankful, calling somebody and saying thanks, or I'm glad I know you. Another one is deep breathing exercises. Well, most of the time, unless you've had trouble breathing, you don't pay much attention, or most people don't pay attention to how they're breathing. How long is the breath? Can you feel the air going in and out? And if you want to practice that, and it's a good instant one if you're in a stressful situation and, man, you need help right now. Well, breathe out and think about it. think about how that breathing is going on and what's happening in your body. Breathe in and do this a number of times. Just pay attention to the breathing and not what else is going on. Well, here's a fun one you could do with kids. You know, it's good to have kids learn this also. It's called the Wiggle and Freeze game. So for adults or kids, it's you say, you know, wiggle, everybody kind of just bounces around, does a little dance, whatever it is, to move around, and then say freeze. And at that point, everybody stops moving and take a thought about how your body is feeling, you know, what's going on inside you at that moment of freezing. Another one is candle study exercise. And this is light your favorite candle, sit comfortably, and watch the flame sway and flicker. For some of us, that might put us to sleep. But on the other hand, if we really pay attention to the candle, it's, you know, just think about what you're thinking about. You know, don't try to solve a problem. Just kind of let your mind wander. And don't pass judgment. Again and again, it seems that that is a basic for mindfulness is don't pass judgment. Are you a tea or coffee drinker? Well, think about, if you're practicing mindfulness, think about the steps and how the tea or coffee smells as it's brewing. Think about the color change. And then after it's brewed and you're drinking it, do it slowly. This isn't the time to drink. Grab the cup and run to the vehicle because you got to go someplace. Mindfulness is being still, probably sitting down, and thinking about how the tea or coffee really tastes and the sensations that it causes, and maybe why you are enjoying it. Number seven is the berry challenge. And this is where that obesity relationship comes in. And this could be done with any food, but in this example, they're saying, eat a strawberry. Well, you don't just put it in your mouth and chew it up. The challenge is to try to eat a strawberry as slowly as possible. Maybe it takes 30 seconds. Maybe it takes a minute. Can you imagine taking a minute to eat a strawberry? Well, if you take just a little bite and then you notice the taste and the texture and if you can smell the good smell of strawberry or any other food. So it slows down our eating. We don't have to do that for the whole meal, but maybe a couple pieces of food. Slows down the eating, and that does help with digestion and feeling full. So it really does relate to backing up from obesity. The next one is a gratitude list exercise. Now, I've been seeing lots of research about the importance of feeling grateful and realizing that you are grateful. And some days that's kind of difficult, and in the times we've been going through, that may seem really difficult, but there are many things to be grateful for, and sometimes we just need to find those little things. And you can write them down. That's a good thing to do because just the writing process is a way to be mindful. But you could also just think through them. And when you're saying you're grateful, be specific. Not just I'm grateful for my family, but I'm grateful for the way my son giggles, or I'm grateful that my husband does the vacuuming, or whatever, something specific. So whatever you're thinking grateful, think specific, not just the big overall. So it wouldn't take long to come up with a long list of things that you're grateful for. Number nine, follow your breath exercise, and we sort of talked about that deep breathing, but now it's even more concentrated on all of the feelings in your body. Number 10, a stillness exercise. Instead of being run, got to get to the next thing, or just sitting, and sitting could be stillness, but on purpose, think about being still and what's happening to your body, how your toes feel, how your hands feel, what's going on in your head, being mindful of being still. The chime game, well, that's could be with other music also. Ring a bell, make a sound from your, you can get these on the computer, these sounds that of various kinds, and observe the moment you can't hear the sound anymore. That would be an interesting experiment in a group and have people raise their hands when they can no longer hear it. Everybody would probably be a little different. So it's really listening to the sound and paying attention to the sound. Introspection exercise, you know, that's really taking a look at yourself and what you're thinking and how you're feeling and who you are. Another one, 13, this would not be my list, my favorite, because it means sitting down, and it's, and this suggestion says, write down in your journal for 3 pages the first thing that comes to mind. But an interesting exercise. I wonder what would happen if I did that. We've sort of talked about the sound game, but beyond the music and the chime, what else can we hear? If you listened yesterday, you know I'm hearing crickets. The 15th one is foot grounding exercise. Remember, if you are a movie fan, remember the walking in the grass, feeling what the grass feels like. So, do you want to try being mindful, or are you already trying mindfulness to make a lot of different things happen in your life? Until next time, here's a thought from Carol Burnett. Only I can change my life. No one can do it for me.